and I've been doing this for 22 years. I've never owned a junior before in my portfolio, our companies or others, that had $60 million of marketable securities that could be worth $200 or more million in a rising bull market.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. I'm Carrie Lutch, your host of Financial Survival Network. We are here with Fury Goldmines Chair Ivan Bebek, CEO Tim Clark, for a sponsor update. Well, I guess congratulations are in order. The Dolly Varden transaction, one of your largest that you've done in your career, Ivan and Tim, has finally been approved by their board, and there's more. There's a bonus in there that I personally wasn't expecting, Ivan.
Yeah, it's a great deal, and thanks for having us here at a huge pivotal point for us. You know, the history on Homestake is remarkable asset in the Golden Triangle. It was in part needing the extra ground on the Dolly side, where they've had some great success starting to get a great silver discovery. We explored this for the last few years or a few years back with Oren, and we came to a inflection point where we had other really good things going on, and this would be better as one singular asset with both parties together. You know, as far as what I've done in my career, I've been part of selling Kaden was the biggest win, where we sold it for $205 million to Agnico Eagle back in 2015. This is a $65 million transaction today, $60 million worth of shares and $5 million in cash. But it could grow significantly to outperform our previous sell of Kaden. That's the potential here. I mean, it's the Golden Triangle. I think with going forward with this asset, you look at the team at Dolly, you look at Hecla buying into the deal today, a day after the deal vote was announced, is a tremendous sign for the potential of what could end up being here. And lastly, I'll say combined, it's about 2 million ounces of high grade in the Golden Triangle with a lot of room, huge exploration upside. And so we're really, really excited about what happens next with this asset and then where it points us and the rest of our assets that we have in our company.
So Tim, it looks like you jumped on board the Fury train at exactly the right moment.
Listen, when I came on here, I mean, you could see a pathway for success. And I kind of go back to what we talked about last summer is, you know, we're following up on just simplifying our story. And as much as we liked Homestake, I thought it was going to be a pivotal opportunity for us to monetize that asset. It couldn't have worked out better, to be honest. You know, sure, we would have loved to have had the cash up front. But I think this asset and what Dolly has now with the two combined is going to be worth a lot more. There's significant synergies there. There's a lot of high grade potential for discovery still. We've got some of our better projects that we hadn't had a chance to go after that Dolly is going to go after this summer. At the same time, we're going to have two board seats on the company. There's six total. We're going to have a lot of influence. They've asked us to participate. My background is in the institutional side and relationships. And then Ivan, of course, is none better than in the retail and the high net worth in terms of combining our marketing skill sets with Sean. Sean has got a great culture there, and our team is going to be there to help them get going. And I think this potentially could be worth a lot more for us. If silver does go, I mean, we could pull out well over $100 or even $200 million out of this if this is something that could happen with the market. That would be game-changing for our company, without a doubt. At the same time, it's going to allow us to really focus in where we want to be, which is in Quebec, and developing our assets there.
So, Ivan, we know that that Hecla once went after Dolly before they had Homestake. Now, as you said in our prior interview, these were two projects that really were crying to be made into one. I can't ask you to speculate on Hecla's motives here, but isn't it in their interest now? They're this invested in it. They're the likely acquirer when the time comes, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, them and a few others. You know, if a mid-tier or major wants 2 million ounces in the Golden Triangle with upside, and a lot of kick the tires with us at Homestake. This, the common reaction we got when we were trying to do a deal on Homestake was these two should be together. These two should be together. There was development challenges that were doable, but expensive if you didn't put them together. So, you know, Hecla's the most invested right now. They've maintained their position. And I think if you look at their land position that surrounds both Dolly and Homestake, it's called Kinskuch. It's significant. And the key to all of that making sense to have a kind of a major play there was Homestake Ridge. Again, echoing what Tim said here, like this could be worth a few hundred million dollars. If you can tell us the silver price in 12 months from now and the results of drilling, I can give you an idea of what that could be worth, you know, just as a shareholder. But at the same time, you know, I think Hecla's definitely a front runner, but it's, we have 35, 37% of the company, you know, so we have a big vote on who takes this at some point. But you can't find 2 million ounces of high grade anymore, not in the Golden Triangle. That would take about 4 years to drill and a lot more capital than Dolly's currently worth. So it's a tremendous asset deal for us, and it's tremendous for Dolly. And, you know, it's going to be really exciting to watch that as a large shareholder unfold. And, you know, the stewardship of Dolly has been great. And I think it's going to really drive real good value for us.
Yeah, I could tell you what the price of silver is going to be in 12 months, but I'd definitely be wrong, as I've been wrong many times in the past, for sure. So in addition to this, well, Fury is not just about Homestake, of course. Got Eau Claire, Committee Bay, had releases, Tim, on both of them recently. Got some great drill results.
Yeah, we've got some of the best drill results we've ever had. It goes to the fact that we're just not a story of being able to leverage value on just one point like this Dolly. We've got a lot of growth potential at our company. And again, when I first came on, as you referred to earlier, I got on the right time. It just was really unusual to see a junior exploration company with four assets like this, all in Canada. There's a lot of ways to win here. And I've been in the market where you've had a junior company or even a mid-tier company with one asset. It increases the risk-reward profile if something goes wrong there and you can't pivot that well. We have a lot of ways to win. And it's the hardest part about our story is actually boiling it down to 5 or 10 minutes, because there's a lot to say here that investors need to hear and pay attention to. We're at an extremely discounted value right now. What this Dolly does for us is it puts potentially, say, $60 million in security, marketable securities, and we're only about 100 or 105 million market cap. So you're getting three potentially great assets for $40 to $45 million. It doesn't come around that often. We're starting to see a lot more traction. I think that the holdback here has been really the overall gold and silver space with precious metals. It's going to come our way, because when you create value like this, it doesn't stay like that forever.
I agree. But Ivan, this market, I mean, what can you say about this market?
Oh, you know what? This market is a market that you can't do much in. We've all seen that, not just with ourselves, unless you do a $1 billion buyback like Barrick did the other day, which, you know, producing better than it ever has, huge profits, and no reaction, their share price. And that's what it took for them to get some reaction, right? You know, there's a war that's about to break out in the Ukraine. Inflation is real. Interest rates are starting to take off. And it's the perfect storm for a gold market. However, all of what I just said is a little bit unnerving, and the Dow's coming off, you know, for investors to kind of run out and buy gold stocks, even though it's the obvious sector that's coming next. There's a trigger needed, and I don't know if it's the next rate meeting in March. I don't know if it's, you know, the actual, you know, war officially starting in the Ukraine, but it's coming. And then that's the best part about it. So for Tim and I and the team here, you know, we get the complaints. We get people that are frustrated with how cheap we are, but we just keep doing things to better our fundamentals. I mean, the fourth quarter of results were spectacular, from Committee Bay through Snake Lake, through the Hinge. And one of my favorites, Percival. And that begs us to make more smart decisions here. We also have the joint venture with Newmont and Eleanor. And if you summarize this up in a business conversation at the end of this call, you've got a $40 million NPV for almost 3 million ounces of high grade with tremendous growth potential in Quebec that we think rivals what could happen at Committee Bay. If you look at Percival and the Hinge in particular, that's what we're looking at right now as this year going ahead. And, you know, we're not planning to go up to Committee Bay. We are going to focus in Quebec because it rivals the upside. We're trading so cheap, it would not be worth the dilution to go up there. We don't need it. And we can't wait to turn the drills in Quebec and start expanding on some very obvious, very big targets that could really develop for us.
And Tim, you're pretty well financed for the next.
We're going to get $5 million from Dolly on Friday, and this is going to help shore up our treasury. We're certainly going to need to raise some money potentially this spring to finalize our budget for what we want to do. We really have some exciting things to work on, so we want to have some cash for that. But potentially, this could be the last raise we'll ever have to do. We got a lockup on those securities, marketable securities from Dolly for a year. But you know, considering what could happen, not only we did not have to finance again, but we could be an acquirer of other assets if it goes the right way. Again, this is, I think, a really unique opportunity. I think back, as Ivan mentioned, about Barrick buying $1 billion of their stock back. You know, I've worked in this industry for over 20 years, and these gold companies have never been better managers of money and financially positioned than they are right now. And the valuations are not where they should be. And that's demonstrated. Mark Bristow, the CEO of Barrick, is a really smart guy, and he's buying his own stock back. And the fact that we're in a jurisdiction in Canada just tells me that, you know, there is going to be value to be had, and there's going to be consolidation in this industry, which a lot of people don't talk about. I mean, we can talk about how we have a lot of growth upside and whatnot, but there's a lot of other factors that are going to play into this. And what I've told people, investors and my family, is just, you want to get in now and take a bit of this, because when it does go, historically, these things run really quickly, especially in the small cap space. And we've seen some of the larger cap names starting to move, and it goes downhill pretty quickly. And so my push is for people to step in and just take a bit at it. I don't think we've got a lot of downside. Our stock has been sort of trading pretty flat despite what we've been doing in the last 6 months. And I would go from there.
And Ivan, you know, obviously people ask you to make the case, which I think Tim has done pretty well, as to getting into mining stocks at this point. You know, we usually want to buy things when they're really cheap, just like in any other business. But you can't get investors to buy things when they're cheap. They need to see price movement. They need to see momentum. So you're kind of caught in a box there.
Yeah, fair point. You know, everyone likes to buy something that's going up. Nobody likes to buy it when it's going down or when it's flat, because you don't get that gratification. All the money that I've made in this business for over 20 years has been buying and waiting over long terms and then getting huge rewards 3-4 years out. We're quite mature in building out the back end, the fundamentals. It's time to really get out there and amplify our story, which is our next mandate. But we wanted to get some of these key announcements out. There's a few other things we're working on, and they could be substantial as well before we say financing or do anything interesting like that. And we have the luxury of raising less, spending less, drilling less, or raising more and spending more. But we're going to be very share price minded. Kerry, when we did the financing back in September and we had the CEO change, you know, there's a lot of concern of dilution. Well, this is the most anti-dilution event we could have created. And I'll second that. I've been doing this for 22 years. I've never owned a junior before in my portfolio, our companies or others, that had $60 million of marketable securities that could be worth $200 million or more in a rising bull market at this timing of the bull market. And then to couple that with the assets in Quebec and what we have at Committee Bay. Now, as I said earlier, Committee Bay, spectacular. It's a bull market project. We're not in a bull market share price. We're not in a bull market with juniors right now. But the stuff in Quebec is actually moving the needle for me for those huge swings that we all fantasize about at Committee Bay. So the timing couldn't be better. The fundamentals could not be better aligned. And now it's time. It's time for us to hit the road really hard. And I know Tim's going to burn a lot of Zoom miles and air miles, or however you get out on the road and do it. And I'm going to be right there alongside with them. This is one of the most compelling investment stories that I've seen in my career, based on marketable securities, ounces in hand, potential M&A, not just with Dolly Varden, but with Fury going forward. We do have a bit of apprehension, a little bit of our backup a bit on how low we're valued. And as much as people are going to want to sign CAs at this inflection point, we're not interested to do that. We're going to want to go out there and make these things bigger, a lot bigger. The heavy lifting was done last year to figure out if Eau Claire could go or not, if Percival was real or not. And the overwhelming answer is yes, it's awesome. And it could be so much bigger than it is. But actions are bigger than words. I get that. And the drills this summer will be the most exciting drilling that we've done to date by far on these Canadian assets.
All right, Tim. Ivan, Tim, anything you'd like to add in conclusion?
No, I'm just going to reiterate. I mean, Ivan's right. One of the things I used to, look for is when companies were starting to ramp up their marketing. We've been quiet on purpose for 4 or 5 months. And now Ivan's totally correct. It's time to get out and tell the story. The market feels better. And the channel checks that I've been doing with my relationships on the street are telling me that the interest is now shifting into precious metals in the last couple of weeks. You can see it, you can feel it. We're looking at the share price right now, and it's shockingly low, and we're going to go out and make it happen. So, we'll be visible, and Kerry, we appreciate what you're doing for us here too.
Well, my pleasure. Hey, just $1,900 gold and the market yawns. I mean, go figure. We're getting close to record gold price.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
It's like a pent up, it's like a spring that's, in a vise, and it pops out eventually. Well, you're going to want to go over to furygoldmines.com, sign up for your notifications. The ticker symbol, US and Canada, is Fury, F-U-R-Y. Gentlemen, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
The Financial Survival Network.